and a gentleman. Though I remain an armed epilogue, I stand not as a peremptory challenger of desert, either for him that composed the comedy or for us that acted it, but a most submissive suppliant for both. What imperfection you have seen in us, leave with us, and we'll amend it. What hath pleased you, take with you and cherish it. You shall not be more ready to embrace anything commendable than we will endeavour to amend all things reprovable. What we are is by your favour. What we shall be rests all in your applausive encouragements.
Hello and welcome to Epic Epilogues. Epilogues are a little glimpse into the wider theatre world around the plays. They are often quite reasonably cut from productions because they're talking to an audience who've been dead 400-odd years. But we, as a podcast, like to do them anyway because, well, frankly, who else is going to? Today we're looking at the epilogue to Antonio and Melida. Or Melida, I think it's Melida. Now, I'm not going to go into the plot of Antonio and Melida because it's this brilliant satirical thing, and explaining it won't help you here. Also, my copy keeps getting stolen. Seriously, I keep getting my copies of John Marston plays nicked, so it's getting very annoying. Please stop it. But it does suggest that he's quite popular. Whoever picks up my copies really likes them, because they don't want to give them back. So I don't have an edited edition to hand for this episode. The play is the first of a two-parter. It's just a bit bonkers, like all John Marston, and it's fabulous. And that's all you need to know about the play, because on the surface, this is a fairly generic epilogue of the "oh, I'm ever so humble" kind.
And, gentlemen, though I remain an armed epilogue, I stand not as a peremptory challenger of desert, either for him that composed the comedy, or for us that acted it, but a most submissive suppliant for both. What imperfection you have seen in us, leave with us, and we'll amend it. What hath pleased you, take with you, and cherish it. You shall not be more ready to embrace anything commendable than we will endeavour to amend all things reprovable. What we are is by your favour. What we shall be rests all in your applausive encouragements.
We aim to please you, the audience, but if we've failed, forgive us. We'll sort out any problems next time. Please clap. But there is just a little hint of something more interesting in the opening line. Now, the performer of the epilogue is dressed in armour and assures the audience that they aren't there to challenge the audience's opinion of the show that they've just watched. There's a little titter, perhaps, from the audience. It's a good visual gag. I'm not here to challenge you, your opinion, dressed as a sort of traditional knight figure. Now, the epilogue is, and here, take what I say with a little pinch of salt, because I don't have a copy to hand, the epilogue follows directly from the end of the play, and the titular figure of Antonio is the one, I think, who steps out of character, still in his armour, to speak the line. But this image, this event, must have gone down well, because this becomes part of the slanging match of the War of the Theatres that's just beginning. This is a war primarily between John Marston and Ben Jonson, because a couple of years later the image of an armed epilogue is subverted into an armed prologue in the Poetaster, which you can hear elsewhere on the podcast stream. So the idea of putting on armour to protect yourself from the audience, mentioned here in passing, because the actor saying this happened to be in armour, this idea is picked up and it becomes a thing. Here.
If any moves why I salute the stage an armed prologue, no, 'tis a dangerous age, wherein who writes had need present his scenes 40-fold proof against the conjuring means of base detractors and illiterate apes that fill up rooms in fair and formal shapes. Against these have we put on this forced defence, whereof the allegory and hid sense is that a well-erected confidence can fright their pride and laugh their folly hence.
That extract from The Poetaster was performed by Rob Myson, the full prologue of which is available on the podcast. So I really liked that idea that something that was just an opportunist gag becomes a thing. I think that's quite interesting. Anyway, that's it from me. I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and following are a couple of slightly different takes of the epilogue to Antonio and Melida by John Marston, performed by Fiona Thrale.
And gentlemen, though I remain an armed epilogue, I stand not as a peremptory challenger of desert, either for him that composed the comedy or for us that acted it, but a most submissive suppliant for both. What imperfection you have seen in us, leave with us and we'll amend it. What hath pleased you, take with you and cherish it. You shall not be more ready to embrace anything commendable than we will endeavour to amend all things reprovable. What we are is by your favour. What we shall be rests all in your applausive encouragements. And gentlemen, though I remain an armed epilogue, I stand not as a peremptory challenger of desert, either for him that composed the comedy or for us that acted it, but a most submissive suppliant for both. What imperfection you have seen in us, leave with us and we'll amend it. What hath pleased you, take with you and cherish it. You shall not be more ready to embrace anything commendable than we will endeavour to amend all things reprovable. What we are is by your favour. What we shall be rests all in your applausive encouragements.